Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. This has been intense, serious stuff we've been talking about the whole day. Hopefully we can take a little break from that with my friend Jonathan Bomboli of the Trib. Jonathan, what if they just made the practice squads play against each other in a limited, like, 7-on-7, and Duck Hodges quarterback the Steelers? You think they win that game?
I'm so glad you took a different angle, because, like, talking about scheduling COVID cancellations, I have absolutely nothing to add. You've said it all, Joe. But now you're talking. Okay, so just practice squad, 7-on-7.
Yes.
Duck is the quarterback. So Baltimore's quarterback in this scenario would normally be Trace McSorley.
But he's out, too.
He's out, too. So
I don't know who the other guy is. I don't know where they would go with this.
But their three quarterbacks are Jackson, RG3, and Trace McSorley. So would it be okay for RG3 to play in your JV game? Or is he too experienced to be in that game?
No. They brought in a fourth guy. There's a fourth guy whose name I do not know who would play against Duck Hodges. And I think Duck would be throwing to the likes of, is Deion Kane still on this team? I don't even know.
I don't either. I mean, you know what? It's actually, if you think about it, the fact that you just said, is Deion Kane still on this team? I don't know. And could Duck Hodges be playing? It goes to show you what a miracle it was that the Steelers went 8-8 last season. Like, it was a miracle.
Really
came down from the heavens, kind of miracle.
Maybe they should go back and do like a Herb Brooks type thing on Mike Tomlin from last year and show his speeches in the locker room. You'll take this to your blanking grave. What else did he say?
The dramatic conclusion is you go 8-8 and don't make the playoffs. I'm not sure that would be a great ending, but I agree with you.
Just for the first 12. Huh?
Yeah, the scenario you're talking about reminds me of the Scab football in 87. Do you remember that at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of what you that's what the Ravens are going to look like. I think the Ravens quarterback is going to be Shane Falco if they keep this up.
It might be. I mean, I don't know what kind of team they're going to be able to field, but on to more important issues, such as sweet potatoes. I heard the PM guys talking about this the other day and became a big topic. And I don't understand how anybody – listen, I get some people like sweet potatoes, some people don't. I can't change that. But the fact of the matter, Jonathan, is I think that sweet potatoes are one of our nature's greatest miracles. It's a potato. And yet it came out orange and tastes like candy. So the sweet potato, whether you like it or not, is to be respected and even revered. Would you agree?
Well, I think I'm not a fan of sweet potatoes. I don't care for them that much. I think your perception, Joe, is skewed by the fact that they're called potatoes. Like, so the first time you're presented with a sweet potato, you've already had a potato. And you think all your comparisons are from that frame of reference. So you're like, this is much sweeter than a potato, and it's much more colorful than a potato. It's so much more exciting. But what if it was called something else? Like, what if it was called, like, an orange root fruit? Then would you feel the same way? Because you wouldn't be comparing it to potatoes anymore. You'd be comparing it to, you know, squash and zucchini and all all sorts of things from that same family. I think you're just saying, oh, it's so much more exciting than a potato. I don't think you're judging it on its own merits.
So you think it's unfair to include the so-called yam in the potato family?
I'm not saying it's unfair. I'm saying it makes you, that's why you like it so much. What you actually have, Joe, is a deep-seated hatred of potatoes, and I think you need to examine your psyche and figure out why that is.
How did your Thanksgiving go? Early meal, little football?
Yeah, I mean, pretty good. Like, a small little gathering. Just went to my mom's. And the one thing that I noticed is my wife made stuffing, and she's a vegetarian. And she put sausage in the stuffing because, as you do, because, I mean, stuffing, you know, that makes, that's, look, here's what, the stuffing has a bunch of sausage and butter in it. I mean, of course it's good. You might as well eat a hot fudge sundae. So, but I thought it was a very selfless act of her to put the sausage in the stuffing, even though she's a vegetarian, just for the enjoyment of others. And I wanted to give her a shout out for that on your airwaves, because, I mean, what a nice thing to do, right? Because she knows she's not going to eat it, but everybody else will enjoy the sausage and the stuffing. So that's it.
Very selfless, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice of her. That was probably the highlight of the day. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You got to keep things kind of low-key this year. How about you, Joe?
Well, I'm reeling a little bit from that. I've never heard of sausage in the stuffing. Isn't turkey the main meat of the day, and doesn't sausage sort of interfere with that? And who ever heard of sausage and stuffing? What's going on here? And she's a vegetarian on top of all of that.
Yeah, it's her mom's recipe, and it's like the greatest thing I've ever eaten. And like when, you know, people say, like, oh, you're having your Thanksgiving leftovers on Black Friday. My Thanksgiving leftovers consist of like a bowl of stuffing and a spoon. But yeah, no, I think you need to get out more, Joe. I think the idea of sausage and stuffing is very prevalent. And I don't think like this is something that my mother-in-law made up. I mean, I'm sure, you know, people out there are nodding along with me, Joe. They know what's up. Yeah, the sausage is what makes it, man. Oh my God. The stuffing with the sausage, and it's like the best thing. The best thing about Thanksgiving. I am thankful
Did
for
you
stuffing.
Well, so am I. Believe me, it is. I agree. We do agree on that. It's the best thing about Thanksgiving is actually the stuffing. And we had our meal catered. Not catered. We picked it to go. It's not like somebody came over, like chefs came over to the house and made Thanksgiving. We picked it up from a place and brought it home and cooked it. And it was very sad. It wasn't even like a real turkey. It looked more like a ham. It was this tiny little thing that you sliced up. There was no like white meat, dark meat type thing happening. It was just myself and my wife, which was nice on one hand, but very sad on the other hand. This looked like half of a, I don't know what it was. It wasn't a turkey. It was just, it looked like a piece of salami almost. It was a skinny little thing that we just sliced up. It was, the whole thing struck me as very sad.
Well, I mean, maybe that's it's good because it'll make you appreciate, you know, like the next time you have, like say a year from now, and all this is over with, and we'll have a traditional Thanksgiving, and it will make you appreciate it more because of your lame Thanksgiving. Like I remember a hockey player telling me in Wilkes-Barre years ago about how but they had like two Americans on the team, so it was like, you know, like all Canadians. Nobody cared about Thanksgiving, so they were just traveling to Norfolk or something. And I remember him telling me his Thanksgiving dinner was he got a turkey sandwich from a gas station, and that was Thanksgiving
That's
dinner.
That's a little worse.
From in like the middle of Virginia on the way into Norfolk, and yeah, the two Americans on the bus ate turkey sandwiches out of a gas station, and that was their Thanksgiving. The reason I bring that up is I bet you the next time that he had a traditional Thanksgiving with his family, he probably appreciated it so much more. So that's probably the situation you're in. But you know that, you know what, when you're talking about the turkey, you know what it made me think of? You know, have you ever seen that turkey that you get in the like freezer section? It's in like a tray and it's smothered in gravy. And it's like,
ew.
It's probably like the cheapest, you know what I'm talking about? It's the cheapest food that you could probably still call turkey. And you, I don't want to sully any brand names, but it's like the steak-em equivalent of turkey. Like what steak-em is to a steak, this is to turkey. You talking about the turkey made me think of that and having that as a kid and how it's, I mean, I guess it's turkey, but it's certainly a unique culinary experience. I mean, when you talk about having it catered, did you have chafing dishes in Sterno?
No, we didn't, but you just brought up something very important to me. is Steakums. And I certainly hope you weren't insulting Steakums, because at Dan Doran's house, after our games of tinfoil hockey, which is basically hockey, it's knee hockey in the living room, but we wore full masks and had a little tinfoil ball, and there were some near-death experiences is how competitive it got. So we'd have that, then a little bit of post-game revelry, let's say, and then at about 3 in the morning, we would have Steakums with mayonnaise on white toast, and it was absolute heaven. Steakums, like sweet potatoes, are one of God's greatest inventions, Jonathan.
You know what? And if you probably thought about the process of how somebody invented Steakums, it would probably sound crazy, right? Because there's some sort of like dicing and grinding of meat and then reconstituting it into a slab.
No doubt.
Yeah. But no, I'm not running down Steakums. Steakums have their place in this world. I wonder, much like sausage in stuffing has a place in this world. And I feel like I've accomplished something today, Joe, because I've opened your eyes to the idea of stuffing with sausage in it. This is a game changer. It'll change your life.
Could be. Lastly, Jonathan, I wonder if you saw the story by Greg Wyshynski and Emily Kaplan on ESPN this past week, where they said they're hearing, not definitively, but close to it anyway, about a divisional realignment. Now, actually, or obviously, I should say, Canada's going to have their own division. Then they have East, Central, and West. The Penguins would be in the Central with Chicago, Columbus, Detroit, Florida, Nashville, St. Louis, and Tampa, which obviously means no Philly, no Washington, no Rangers, Islanders, Devils. What's going on here? They don't belong in the Central Division. That's ridiculous.
Well, no, but the geography hurts you there. I mean, look, the Pirates play in the NL Central. They shouldn't, but they do. And there's that New York corridor, you know, with Boston and all the New York teams in Washington and Philly that you don't want to break up, and then there's too many teams. So this is the, you know, I mean, Pittsburgh teams have dealt with this for a long time. I mean, you know, really, in baseball, they should be playing, you know, the Phillies and Mets. But you end up with this Central Division stuff. So, and hockey's the same way. The idea of a divisional alignment where the Penguins and Flyers are in different divisions, and leave the New York and even Washington you can leave out of it. But to me, Penguins and Flyers have to be a package deal. Now, look, if you're going to – everything's different in COVID America. And if you have to suck it up for a year, you know, it's like a bad Thanksgiving dinner. If you have a bad division for a year and it makes you appreciate a good division the following season, I guess I can live with that. But to me, Flyers, Penguins have to be a package deal. You can't break them up. I mean, at least not on any kind of a long-term basis.
I can't live with this even for a year. This is just plain stupid. Why wouldn't you just take the Hurricanes from the East and put them in the Central, because you have teams from the South there anyway, in Florida, Nashville, Tampa. And nobody cares about the Hurricanes. You can put them anywhere. Put the Penguins in with the teams they belong with, Jonathan, the Flyers, the Capitals. Just take the Hurricanes. Switch them with the Penguins. This would be awful.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you're right. I mean, if somebody has to sort of bite the bullet for a year, you'd think it wouldn't be one of your marquee big revenue teams like the, I don't know if big revenue is the right word, but high profile teams like the Penguins. You would think that they wouldn't get, you know, lumped into a division with some sort of mediocre Midwestern teams. But I mean, look, you said you can't live with this for even a year. This whole situation has taught us that there are a lot of things we can live with for a year that we never thought we could live with for a year. So, if you're going to have a lot of Nashville and Blackhawks games, I think you'll probably get used to them. That's sort of what we do these days, right? Get used to stuff that we never thought we'd have to get used to.
Both my hands are asleep. Should I be worried by this situation? I don't know that I've ever encountered it.
That sounds bad. In terms of circulation, it depends on, it makes me wonder, how the hell are you sitting, Joe? Are you doing some kind of yoga pose or something?
No, I was sitting, I think I was sitting normally, and now they're stingy and both of them were asleep. I better go, Jonathan. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, you bet. See you, Joe. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.